From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. President Obama in Ethiopia for a two-day visit. He'll be holding talks today on the civil war in South Sudan while in Addis Ababa. White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes describes a busy agenda.
He will be convening a meeting that is focused on the situation in South Sudan with a number of regional leaders, including President Kenyatta, President Museveni of Uganda, as well as the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, to discuss what we can do together to try to bring an end to the horrific civil conflict in South Sudan. So that regional issue will, I think, be a focus in Ethiopia.
President Obama will also visit the African Union's headquarters Tuesday before returning home to Washington. Mr. Obama spent the past 2 days in his father's homeland of Kenya. In his speech before departing Sunday, he said Kenya is at a crossroads filled with peril, but also with enormous promise.
I want to say, particularly to the young people here today, Kenya's on the move. Africa is on the move. You are poised to play a bigger role in this world as the shadows of the past are replaced by the light that you offer an increasingly interconnected world.
Mr. Obama urged Kenya to increase efforts to root out official corruption and to pay special attention to gender equality. At least 9 people were killed and dozens wounded in Somalia's capital Sunday when a car bomb exploded outside a hotel that hosts several diplomatic missions. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the blast that targeted the Hotel Jazeera near Mogadishu International Airport. That hotel is often used by members of parliament and journalists, in addition to foreign diplomats. This is VOA News. An explosion set off by a female suicide bomber killed at least 15 people at the entrance to a market in the northeastern Nigerian town of Damaturo, the capital of Yobe State. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The U.S. is backing Turkey's two-pronged air offensive and artillery strikes against Islamic State militants in Syria and Kurdish rebel targets in Iraq. The support follows a week in which violence in Turkey was blamed on both organizations, who are themselves staunch rivals. Turkey's call for a special meeting Tuesday with its fellow NATO member states to discuss its security concerns. Intense fighting erupted Sunday in Yemen for control of the country's largest airbase, with the Houthi leader rejecting a call from the Saudi-led Arab coalition fighting the insurgents for a 5-day humanitarian truce. Houthi chief Abdul Malik al-Houthi said a ceasefire would only benefit the Islamic State and al-Qaeda militants. Houthi forces held up 16 trucks filled with humanitarian aid from the World Food Program intended for displaced people in the major city of Taiz. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad delivered a defiant speech on state TV Sunday, insisting the government would ultimately prevail in his country's civil war. Edward Uranian has more.
The crowd applauded as President Bashar al-Assad described the conflict in Syria as an existential battle against terrorists and outside armies supported by powerful regional and international states. He insisted Syria has not and will not give in to outside pressure.
فالدول المتمسكة بحقوقها لابد وأن تنتصر.
He said countries that stand up for their rights ultimately go on to win their battles. The speech, carried live on Syrian state TV, was repeatedly scrambled by hackers, making parts of it barely intelligible. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Authorities in northeastern Afghanistan confirmed Sunday the Taliban captured a key military base in clashes after more than 100 Afghan security forces surrendered to the insurgents. The Taliban claims its fighters took control of several security installations in Badakhshan province after 3 days of fighting in the remote northeastern part of the country. Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame added 4 new members. Pitchers Randy Johnson, Pedro Martinez, and John Smoltz, along with catcher-turned-second baseman Craig Biggio, were inducted in Cooperstown, New York on Sunday. About 40,000 fans cheered them on. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.